let's start with yourself. I mean, what inspired you to become an environmental activist and prompted your involvement in the Stop Adani campaign?
Yeah, well, I think we're all born with a relationship to country and a responsibility to protect that country. But I think for many of us, that's severed from the moment we're born, and we live in cities and there's a lot of disconnection. So I know for me, it wasn't until I actually started travelling through country and sitting and listening to different mobs, different First Nation peoples from that country, that I started to build this strong connection and desire to protect what I love so much. In terms of the Adani campaign in particular, it was last year when all the Standing Rock and Dakota Pipeline stuff was happening that I saw an article in the newspaper that said the Adani rail line will be Australia's Standing Rock. And I thought, wow, this is happening right here.
And part of your involvement in the Adani Stop Adani Action Group, you actually recently went up to Bowen in North Queensland, which isn't far where my mother's from, incidentally. Now, why was the blockade held in Bowen? Can you tell us actually what happened during the blockade?
Yeah, so Bowen is actually the closest, it's where the Abbott Point coal terminal is, and that's actually owned by Adani. The only bit of infrastructure related to coal that Adani actually owns at this current point. So we all gathered in Bowen to be in really close proximity to that point where we could have a preemptive national week of action using non-violent direct action to show Adani, hey, we're here and we're ready. And if you continue to say that you're going to start work on the mine next month or this month or that month, like they keep saying at the moment, then we're actually here ready to make action. So, yeah, that's why we chose Bowen, even though the proposed Carmichael mine is actually 400 kilometres away.
Okay, and now a lot of people, some people at least in Queensland, actually do support the construction of this mine, and the thing that they are in support of is the jobs that it will create. What would someone from Stop Adani, I suppose, say to the people who want to be able to get a job and, you know, see the Adani coal mine as a means of doing that for themselves or someone in their family?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I would say actually have a closer look at the amount of jobs that Adani is actually going to be able to give, which is definitely nowhere near as many as it says it will be. And then also have a look at your fellow Queensland towns that have been used during the mining boom and then totally left desolate. Go and have a look at them and see that they're now absolute waste sites, basically. There's no jobs for anyone, no people, and this is what mining does. It comes in, it uses places, it takes all that it can, and then it just leaves them. We all got to get live on the fact that there are actually no long-term jobs in any coal mining industries.
Okay, well, we've seen around the Adani debate that political rhetoric has really moved. What is a complex issue into slogans? Terms such as clean coal and baseload power have been particularly commonly recently, as has the continued promise of jobs in the region where the mine is to be constructed. Do you find that these things are frustrating, or do you find that the media's representation of this has been frustrating?
Yes, very much so, because terms like clean coal, what do they actually mean? Like, that doesn't actually mean anything when you're standing physically on country looking at toxic spill sites or looking at the fact that nothing grows there anymore. A term like clean coal, it doesn't make any sense. Like, if you're talking about CSG, which they say is, you know, a clean transition coal, and then you go to the Pilliga and you stand on some of these sites that have had toxic spills and you look around you, and it's probably one of the most saddest things you can ever feel, because you're literally standing in a wasteland. You can't relate to a term like clean coal anymore, and you wish for all politicians to come and actually connect on country and still be able to say the same thing, because if they did, then, I don't know, then they're definitely crazy.
Now, I understand that on October 7th, there's a National Day of Action. What's going to be happening around your neck of the woods? And maybe also, do you know of any planned actions in Sydney on this day?
Yes, the National Day of Action. Here in Byron Bay, we're going to be creating a massive human sign on the beach spelling out Stop Adani. I believe there's one happening on Bondi Beach as well. And definitely little events scattered all over the country. This is going to be a really big day, and it's all about building up the collective momentum within the campaign and saying, look, we have this many people. And that's what Bowen was really about as well. Look how many people we have mobilized ready who don't want this mine. So it's all about gathering the numbers and showing the collective solidarity against the Adani mine.
In terms of this mine and your opposition to it, I suppose one question is, I mean, how far are people willing to go to actually stop it? I suppose it comes a stage where surely when sods are being turned and sites are being dug up and excavated for construction, I mean, can you really do anything to stop it then?
Well, yes, I guess that's when we put our bodies on the line, because this really is our lives at stake. Like, I truly believe that this is our lives at stake. I mean, you know, if you can't have access to water, if you can't have access to country, then that's your life at stake. So I believe there are many people in this country that are prepared to put their bodies on the line, and did show that during the National Week of Action at Bowen. You know, we had multiple arrests, and the symbolism of that was to say we're not really scared or deterred by arrest or you know, media slandering. We are prepared to put our lives on the stake to stop this mine, because we're looking really deeply into the future and we see the impact that this has on our future.
Hannah Navarra, thank you for joining the Monday Daily.
Thank you.